Tucker with us. He is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's good to talk to you again. Seems like it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, always good to have you on the show, of course. Let's start with local news. Since you and I last talked, we, of course, had this bank robbery at the United Bank in Pace. Where do we stand on that?
Well, you know, it's still under investigation. Our major crimes investigators are still looking into that, trying to develop some suspects. There's not really a lot of news on that front. You know, we're looking for a tall, slender, white male that delivered a note to the teller indicating he had a weapon. If anybody's got any information on that, we would ask that they reach out to our major crimes detectives at 983-1230, or if they want to remain anonymous, they can call Crime Stoppers at 437-STOP. But that is still an active investigation.
You know, when I lived in Phoenix, Phoenix is one of the hotbeds of bank robberies in the country, and I was surprised at how common it is. And the advice, the bank's just like, just give them the money. It's just money, and comply, and then we'll find them later. Is that basically? Because you know, people always think, well, I've seen enough movies, I'm going to grab that gun out of my holster or whatever. Or out of my hip. It's just money. It's just money, right?
It's not worth getting innocent people killed over. And usually in situations like that, retailers and banks especially, they teach their people to just comply. It's just not worth the responsibility of getting someone else hurt. That's not what the intent is from the beginning. So they want everybody to make it out safe. And more often than not, when people try to resist in crimes like that, it just makes it worse.
And also more often than not, the amount of money is pretty negligible. You see a movie and you think, they're getting $4 million out of that. The amount of money that people get in these teller grab and goes is very small compared to that, right?
It is, indeed.
Yeah. What else we had? Speaking of, trying to avoid violence, we had a shooting in the Milton area yesterday. Is that right?
We sure did. Shortly before 3 a.m. yesterday morning, our deputies responded to the Santa Rosa Hospital in reference to somebody that had been reported to have been shot in the head. A male subject had sustained a non-life-threatening injury to the head that was the result of a gunshot. The investigation revealed that he was involved in some type of altercation or disturbance in a Milton neighborhood. And later that morning, we were able to arrest the person responsible for shooting him in the head. He remains in our jail right now. Even though we've made an arrest, that is still an active and ongoing investigation, so we don't really have any more details as far as motive or anything like that. But as soon as that becomes available, we'll certainly let you guys know.
One of the problems that Escambia has a lot of times is cooperation from the community when crimes take place. Do y'all have that same kind of hiccup that the folks who are the closest to the criminals are the ones who are least likely to cooperate with y'all when you're investigating these kinds of incidents? Is that a general problem that you run up against?
It really is. Oftentimes people find themselves in these types of situations. They're not the biggest supporters of law and order to begin with. And certainly, please don't misunderstand me, I'm not blaming victims. Some of the situations that generate these types of issues come from people who are up to no good or doing things they ought not be doing or hanging around people that are predisposed to this type of violence. We do see that kind of issues where people aren't necessarily all that cooperative. Sometimes we just have to do all the work on our own. And in this case, everything worked out good. We had what we needed to do the job, and we got it done.
I always love what I think it was Sheriff Morgan who actually always made the comment. He said, if you just stay away from drugs and crime, you'll be okay most of the time. It seems pretty, pretty simple, right?
As pedestrian as that is, it's the absolute truth.
You also we had a drowning, unfortunately, in the Blackwater or in the vicinity of the Blackwater River over the weekend. Is that right?
We sure did. Yesterday afternoon, we responded out to the area of Deaton Bridge in the Blackwater State Forest. A 40-year-old male had drowned on the river there. It's That's so incredibly sad, but every single year we have multiple drownings every summer, whether it's on the river or on the beach, and it's just awful. I feel awful for the man's family, but we sure did.
Were they, I mean, do we know any of the other circumstances? Alcohol? Was it a float trip? Was he just there with his family by the side? Do we know anything?
Right now we don't. The male was taken to the medical examiner's office, so there will be an autopsy to determine an exact cause and manner of death and all that. I can tell you that the deputies that were on scene did not report anything suspicious. It did appear to be just a accidental drowning.
Well, I mean, it unfortunately does happen, and water is, you know, every body of water carries its own level of risk, unfortunately. Shane Tucker, he is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for what you do to keep us safe. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon.